Hey y'all, welcome back to our anonymous mystery. C and I are back looking into the disappearance of a young girl from a state mental institution. We have discussed the hospital and doctor in charge, but someone we really need to bring into the discussion is Devin herself, the 13-year-old girl who disappeared in January of 1999 after the hospital was shut by the state. One of our I don't want to say hesitations because that's not the right word. One of our...
Just say hesitations.
Fine. One of our hesitations in bringing her into the first few episodes is the lack of information there is about her. And the idea that this tragedy took place and we still barely know anything about her is...
You're not great with words today.
No, I'm not. I don't want to do this episode. I don't want to discuss an innocent young girl who has been abducted, killed, or worse. I don't want to have to put myself in the mindset of someone who would do that.
I get that. It's easier to discuss true crime in the abstract. To research facts and put possible scenarios together without becoming emotionally involved. But this one is tough.
It is. She was so young and... Yeah, acted a bit different.
Who doesn't act that way when you're 12, 13 years old? It's a tough time.
Add to that she was heavily bullied because of some medical conditions, and yeah, she had some anger. One of our listeners was able to track down some of her evaluations from the 3 months she was there. She was reclusive, upset, and known for having frequent bouts of rage.
Well, yeah. If my parents shipped me off to a hospital where I was scared and alone, if the people who were there to help and protect me were mentally and physically abusive, I'd have bouts of rage too. In my opinion, this girl is underreacting. Who the fuck does this? What parents do this?
Maybe people who think they don't have any other choice.
Are you kidding me right now?
Hey, I agree with you. I'm just trying to figure out the why.
We don't even know her favorite song, or color, or movie. We don't know if she liked the summer or the grass. All we have are a dozen or so three-lined evaluations from some fucking hospital that did God knows what to her. We know more about Shaw.
We don't have very much to go on, other than that the doctor said she was troubled, but what the fuck do they know?
Exactly.
What we can say is that Devin was a young girl who was put in a situation she didn't deserve. We don't know the things we should about her. And for that, I am so, so very sad. But what I can tell you is we are going to work our asses off to get those answers. So Devin is more than just a girl who disappeared. All right, well, that's that one for you. For myself and C, we want to thank you again for joining, for listening, and for making us feel not so alone here. Please continue to submit your tips to the Devin is Missing website. We are reading, we are replying. Remember, somewhere out there is the truth behind what happened to Devin. And the person to uncover it might be you.